When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We got Jared Sandler coming up here in 20 minutes. We'll react with him to the Rangers news of the day. Corey Seager's going to be out another series with his concussion symptoms. We also have Evan Carter and Michael Hellman now battling injuries for this ball club. Had 4-1 week. So we'll be giving you the Rangers updates coming up at 5:20 with Sands. We have Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 right now. Here's Chief with your finest.
Breakout Cowboys and a little Foot Bowl twist all coming at you right now.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, unless I'm getting ball sacked, I believe we have to congratulate Jake Ferguson, friend of the program, for being an all-time wingman. Have you guys seen this?
Well, the odds of you getting ball sacked are relatively high, but yes. No, I have not seen that.
I'm pretty confident.
See. Let's see. If you're feeling confident, I feel good about it.
That our guy, Jake Ferguson, who is set to tie the knot with Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Cavender, the legendary blonde twins over the last 5 years or so, he's getting ready to marry one of the twins. And apparently, the twin sister is dating Trevor Keegan now.
Producer of Phantom of the Dark?
not
Trevor Beck.
Not Trap House Trevor or Trevor the Creator, who always has good news for you. This is Trevor Keegan, who is one of the backup linemen on the Cowboys.
Okay.
Trevor Keegan is, I mean, I'm seeing the Instagram posts and everything. So he is he's like a backup guard.
He's a stud.
And apparently, I mean, you'd have to think that Fergie was the one setting this up a little bit, right? He probably teed it up. Hey, I know this guy, great guy, Trev. You know, I've gotten to know you as my future sister-in-law. I think you guys would would click.
They were running the two-man, bro. And running the two-man. Shout out to them boys.
Now she's got a boyfriend for the wedding? This is perfect.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you know, one of the guys that's definitely going to be at the wedding.
Yeah.
You go ahead and you guys can have some dance partners out there. You know? So pretty cool stuff. I can't wait to ask Jake about this. Hopefully we'll bump into him in Oxnard.
Yeah.
And be like, dude, tell me how this went down. And also, how was the ranch water fountain
At your wedding. Well, and he's doing the sandwich reviews, and the latest one was a chicken bacon ranch sandwich that looked unbelievable.
Really?
It looked delicious. It looked like definitely the best sandwich so far of the San Diego reviews.
Oh, did he give it the highest grade?
He did.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most of those sandwiches look pretty dang good. She's got it dialed. But shout out to Trevor Keegan, man, getting it done at a high level.
And by the way,
that's
some of the best scoops in the world. It's like if a friend hooks you up with that friend,
yes.
Hey, I know somebody for you. She's pretty cool, that type of thing.
Yep.
Always better than trying to shoot your shot yourself.
Working out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it creates.
You get the benefit of the doubt.
You do. You start with kind of a lead a little bit, right?
I'm just trying to tell folks.
Yeah. It's important. It's important. Okay. So our guy, Nate Tice at Yahoo Sports, I know Wolchuk, gosh, this must have been the highlight of your weekend, bro.
What did Nate do?
You didn't see his offensive breakout players? For 2026.
I know he's been giving my guy Flo a lot of love. And Nate knows ball, man. I mean, he's just a freaking savage savant when it comes to football.
This is a combo platter of Wolchuk's two favorite Cowboys.
Holy crap.
We start.
Are you telling me he's giving Cooper Beebe love now?
Cooper Beebe is one of two offensive linemen breakout candidates.
I might need a future new co-host,
Tice.
Eric. I'm sorry. It might be Nate Tice.
I won't even be upset about it. If you can hitch your wagon to Nate Tice.
Did we just become best friends?
I think you did. Now, he describes Cooper Beebe. He says, Beebe is a player whose build I once described as like SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay. So that's his pro comp.
That's fair.
Physically, I guess. He says the Cowboys took him in the third round, of course. And he's playing the center position. He lacks length, but he has plenty of bulk and maximizes it all with his ability to constantly put himself in winning positions as a blocker. He's also created a great battery with Dak Prescott and how they communicate pre-snap. So a little bit of a smaller write-up there on Beebe, but that was one of his two offensive line breakout candidates for the 2026 season. Then you get to the wide receivers. The first name you see.
The first name.
Ryan Flannoy.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. He says this is a guy that, of course, I mean, six-round selection. He's going to be the wide receiver three. But he may be stepping into a larger role sooner rather than later, depending on what happens with George Pickens, at least in terms of big picture. So you could be looking at wide receiver three, Ryan Flannoy, 2026, wide receiver two, Ryan Flannoy, 2027.
Thank you.
Flannoy had a long, winding road to the NFL, and even once he made it, quote-unquote, to the highest level, it still hasn't been a clean and simple experience. Flannoy was a 25-year-old rookie who has done 10 years on Dallas's practice squad, but with each new opportunity that Flannoy has been given, he keeps making the most of his chances. He went from a role player at the beginning of 2025 to a starter filling in for injured receivers to one of the Cowboys coaches started to highlight on third down and in the red zone on designer plays. So he's looking at it like, wow, they're scheming up things for Flannoy by the end of the season. The eye test points to a good size wideout who can play on the inside and outside. He is more than willing to do the dirty work as a power slot, but also showed the ability to win in one-on-one situations on the outside and the ability to make himself friendly to the quarterback. The consistent yards after the catch he creates are a nice bonus, too. And he says there are underlying stats beyond just the eye test and the rise in box score stats that point to Flannoy becoming more of a player who makes a real impact on each game. Among 93 NFL wide receivers with 250 or more routes in 2025, Flannoy ranked 11th in first downs per route run. Just below Drake London and Jamar Chase, just above Rashee Rice, Keenan Allen, and Nico Collins. Says he did a lot of his damage working underneath as his route running still needs more polish on downfield routes, but there were moments of growth on more intricate routes as the season went along. So he's feeling real good about Flannoy and how not only was it just being the beneficiary of, hey, there's Lamb or hey, there's Pickens, there's a Flannoy being wide open, of course. He's saying they were drawing stuff up for him in particular in big moments, third downs. I mean, how many times would he come up with a big third down grab?
With the chains, 100%.
But then also in the red zone, can they get more out of him in the red zone to help their red zone issues? But Cooper Beebe, Ryan Flannoy on the watch list to break out for Nate Tice.
Nate Tice, you are a diva.
I knew you
that
were
That is
gonna,
my spirit animal right there.
I knew you were going to absolutely freaking love that.
Gosh, I love that, man.
Wolchuk's going to go home and put tassels on his pasties immediately.
You're damn right I've got tassels on my pasties.
Okay,
What do you think is possible for this guy? What was it, 40 catches, 475, four touchdowns last year? As a wide receiver, too, what are we looking at here? Like Romeo Doubs style?
Yeah, 850 yards, six touchdowns.
Oh, man, that'd be something. I don't know. I think if he...
Maybe 1,500 and 12 touchdowns.
Wow. That'd be something.
Maybe 1,620 touchdowns.
You buying these guys, Broadus? You buying breakouts? Beebe? Flannoy, you feeling like, okay, yeah, these guys are absolutely legit, solid starters for this offense?
You know, the Flannoy one is very, very interesting because of the way they used him, and I think there could be absolutely some improvement with BB. It has changed my life watching film with Duke Mannyweather. When it comes to these offensive linemen, and it's like, what do you see? It's like, what do you see here? Well, his feet don't look like they're moving. What do you see here? Feet are too wide. Mm. Feet are too narrow. Feet are. Why is he not reaching? Why is he behind? Why is he? It made me think that, like, if he does everything that Duke was talking about, we could talk about him like as a Creed Humphrey or one of these top centers.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that offensive line coaches look at that as fan base we don't. And we're thinking like, oh, man, he looks a step slow there. Well, if he just narrowed his base a little bit, and he could step a little bit better, his base is too – you know, all these things just kind of play into –
technical.
It's like a little technical thing could make him a breakout player. But if he still plays at the same level, I think he's a good player. But he has a chance to be an even better player. But, man, it's so interesting to watch film with a coach that points those things out that you can like – that you like, wow, I never, like, you look right here, he's not taking a step. He looks behind in the block. Yeah. Why is he behind? I go, because he hadn't taken a step. Exactly. If he were to do this, and these are things they work on. These are the things they're talking about. So I think Flannoy, the body type, the toughness, the ability to go get the football, you're absolutely right on that one.
You know,
but
what BB, I took away?
But BB does have a chance. He has a really good chance.
And listening to that interview with Duke Mannyweather with you guys on Crown, he pointed out that his rookie year, last year of McCarthy's regime, different coach, maybe not the best coaching. And then in year two, he gets his college coach, but mm-hmm. he's also changed positions.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just so many moving parts. And now this is year two with his college coach at this spot.
Right.
If it's going to work, I think, you know, there is a logical, flowing, rational argument to be made that it could very well, you know, this is his breakout year.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it, and it just when you start talking about the offense taking extra steps to being even better mm-hmm. than they were last year, if BB becomes dominant on the inside to Smith and Booker, and then Flannoy becomes, oh my gosh, this is a wide receiver three that really should be a wide receiver two, those are the things that can really help you level up. Now, you have some World Cup headlines. First one reads, Tunisia manager Sabri Lamouchi set to be sacked.
Bye.
After their 5-1 thrashing by Sweden.
Man, they must have not liked this guy.
Yeah, it had to gotten toxic last night afterwards. It was like the straw that broke the back or whatever, because it's just one game.
It's a
damn good Sweden team. They looked abysmal though.
Or they looked terrible. And 5-1 you get destroyed, but my gosh, it's like you're in the middle of a World Cup. You got two more group stage games left. Yep. Who's taking over? Something must have gone just totally wrong for him.
Must have been an assistant coach going saying, hey, it would have been way better if you could just get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
You know? Just let me take over.
Did you hear what they
said? Yeah, they said there was some level of like fight in the team hotel as well.
Oh,
so
okay,
I don't know.
Boom, there it is.
The details of the altercation, but there was some type of fight.
He said, "All you guys suck."
Maybe he lashed out at them.
Yeah,
and then they have since revolted.
And they revolted on him. Yeah.
We also have two Texas men charged with stealing $18,000 worth of England's World Cup gear. So they were practicing out in Florida, then they boogie on over to Kansas City. Now these are two San Antonio fellas. So
that's what I want you to think.
And they already have the two guys from San Antonio.
Always wanted that Harry Kane.
Don't look at my trunk.
And then the World Cup mascots.
I'm not talking about my booty.
World Cup mascots aid in massive drug bust that ends with police seizing 2,524 packets of cocaine.
Oh my gosh.
This was, they were following this guy.
It's like a giant Coke bus story every week.
Yeah, well, they were following this guy for a while, and then they figured out, okay, this guy's
a mascot.
He's a no. They had the secret agents in mascot gear, so he gets arrested by World Cup mascot.
That had to look
is what
incredible.
Ultimately what happened to this guy.
That's because
they were
awesome
tracking
video.
Him. They realized, okay, he's a big World Cup dude, and so they realized he was going to one of the games. So they put agents in mascot gear to sneak attack on this guy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, close enough.
Yes.
Okay.
Next level.
I was wondering what the strategy was in employing those mascots. But yeah. It makes sense now.
Yeah, it was the three animals that represent the three host countries for the 2026 World Cup. So the United States is represented by Clutch, bald eagle.
Yeah, cool eagle. I need to get one of those stuffies.
You have Maple the moose, who represents, of course,
Canada.
And Mexico is symbolized by a jaguar named Zayu. And so it was Zayu, it was Clutch, and it was Maple the Moose arresting a...
How embarrassing.
Who was his favorite?
If
cocaine.
You get arrested by a moose, that's embarrassing.
It's a really funny picture.
Thank you, Chief. All right, there it is. Football's finest here on a Monday. It is the G-Bag Nation. We're coming up on an hour and 14 minutes from the pregame. Mexico's next game will be against South Korea on Thursday. U.S. Taking on Australia on Friday. That game's going to start at 2 o'clock, right when we take the air live at the Globe. So we'll be streaming it, we'll be watching it, we'll be reacting, and hopefully celebrating with you. I think winning the group with 9 points is realistic now, coming out of this as we get ready for Australia.
Australia look pretty good, though.
I think they're pronouncing Turkey-A. You know, it's
Turkey.
I've
been hearing a lot of different.
Okay, a couple of different
Turkey, though.
Yeah, I think we're trying to go with a more authentic pronunciation.
Yeah,
here.
The spelling is. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what are we doing?
IYE.
The Ivory Coast had some wild name yesterday. They kept calling them
the Côte d'Ivory.
Yeah,
or something.
It was something like
everybody's rebranding.
Yeah.
We're trying to.
My man,
be more native.
My guys had on some wild sports.
We don't suck anymore. We need a new name.
Let's run. We got
the Congo dudes. Did you see the Congo dudes walk through
the
airport?
With the leopards.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. There you go.
Strong. Prince Hakeem coming through.
We got to run. G-Bag of the day at the bottom of the hour. Then LA Live. We got Jared Sandler stepping in to react to this Rangers news with you next.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next in the nation. Yeah, buddy, it's time for Jared Sandler to join us here on your home of the Rangers. Pre-game's coming up in an hour and 6 minutes. And the Expressway is brought to you by the On Time Experts. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
What's up? Tired, but rejuvenated by the sounds of baseball. That's the weird. What a weird thing to say.
Sounded more like a soccer game last night.
Oh my gosh, Gavin.
Yeah,
that was awesome. That was one of the more enjoyable regular season games I think I've ever attended. I mean, Fenway Park in general, tends to have a really cool environment, but like Boston folks, whether it was writers or players or fans, all said like that was the most fun regular season atmosphere that they've had there in a really, really long time. And I hope that we think to take advantage of or able to take advantage of the soccer crowds in the area, right now, whether it's Japan and Netherlands fans from yesterday or Croatian and English fans in town for Wednesday. But that was so cool. And I just don't understand, I don't mean to make this an anti-America take or anything. I just, if you watch sporting events in various parts of the world, I think the least enjoyable atmosphere is typically an American atmosphere, unless you just want kind of a more sterile, calm atmosphere. Whether it's soccer or baseball or pick a sport, it's way different. College football is maybe the exception, right? That's pretty cool, but that's really limited largely to the student section. I just wish it was more acceptable, more encouraged for adults to get off their ass and be double fisting some beverages and chanting and singing and having a great time. Cause I went out there to sit with some of the members of the Tartan Army representing Scotland. 90% of them had no clue what was going on in the game, but they were just there having a good time with one another. It was a communal experience. And I wish we had a little more of that in America.
Amen, Jared. Okay, so I wish we had a little bit more Corey Seager in the lineup these days, but I guess the concussion's pretty serious, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I see the stuff that's out there on, the comments after he wasn't in the lineup, but you guys obviously know with football, we talk about this all the time, guys in the protocol, and, there's steps you have to take, measures you have to take to be activated. It's kind of out of the player's hands, and with Corey, it's different rules and regulations in baseball. I think he was hoping that things would get better, but, a concussion's a concussion. You're not just going to take an Advil or a Tylenol and, be ready to go. And, once you have those symptoms, it's kind of out of your hands anyway. So, thankfully, the time spent can count towards the 7 days. So, hopefully he can be activated on Friday, but, he's been taking tests and doing different things to try and get back out of the field. But just a bummer that, he comes back from the injury and then that happens.
Jared Sandler here with you on The Fan. Sorry, I thought Wolchuk had a question there for you. Wasn't the first time he's let me down today, but that's neither here nor there. Jared, do you like how the Rangers are going to match up with the Twins here? Can we get some wins piling up again? How do you like this pitching matchup tonight?
Well, the pitching matchup should favor the Rangers. The Rangers, obviously, we've talked about this a lot. They do really well against good teams. They have not performed well against bad teams, and the Twins are not a good team. They score runs. They have some power. Byron Buxton's having an outstanding year, but, they don't really pitch the ball very well, and it's a depleted roster after what they did at the deadline last year, and they might be doing more of that this year. This is a matchup where you look at it and you're like, man, if we don't take 2 or 3, that'd be a disappointment. We're at home. It doesn't really matter who the Rangers are pitching because that's kind of, the rotation they built. You feel good about any of their 5 guys, right? You feel like they're going to give you a good chance. Maybe there are questions about Tomar Rocker going into the year, but, we've talked about how he's been so good for this team. So, that qualifier doesn't really apply at this time. He's been really good. I feel good about it, but obviously they got to go out there and do it. And the Rangers have had a tough time beating up on the bad teams.
Jared, you mentioned about getting home, and I texted you after the game and told you congrats. You said, yeah, we're coming home late. But how does the schedule work for something, or how does – Does Skip plan around that if you guys come rolling in there at 3, 4 in the morning and then you got a game and you got to come back to the ballpark? How does that How does that kind of work for everybody? And how does it, you know, does it get you back out on that horse for the next time?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'm, you know, I'm sure that, you know, everyone, obviously every team probably has their own philosophy on this. Skip and Boach are actually pretty aligned in this situation. You want to get the guys out to the park at a normal time and get them doing something, you know, early work, whatever it might be, that first day back, so they don't kind of fall into that zombie trap. And then tomorrow, it will probably be a later arrival. It'll probably let the guys settle back in tomorrow, but you don't want them to just kind of, you know, zombie walk their way into the game tonight. And so, you know, guys out there doing early work, you know, just kind of a normal day from a workload standpoint. And then obviously for each player, it's different. You know, the single guys with no responsibilities, they can probably sleep until, you know, 12 o'clock. You know, they're guys with wives and kids, or like a wife, not plural wives, but a wife and kids.
BYU
and,
baseball.
I just wanted to clarify. And, you know, maybe their responsibilities are different, right? So, you know, that's where the human element comes into play. But that is something that Boach talked about last year, and Skip, I think, feels the same way. Today's not going to be the day where everyone has a late arrival. It'd be more tomorrow, giving guys, you know, that full day to settle in. And it's not that they're just going to show up and play, but, you know, maybe, you know, you're not going to have the early work that you normally would have in a situation, you know, like today.
Well, thanks for your time, Jared. Have a great night, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
See you guys.
He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Rangers pregame coming up now in under 1 hour. We go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
Jared said, we're too stiff. We got to loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game.
Yeah.
Clown around some. It's okay. Pimp that bat.
What do you think about that topic of how American fans just don't let loose and have a good time at the game?
Yeah.
I think we're overworked. You know?
Is that what it is?
I think we're stressed.
I mean, we used to.
Yeah.
We used to until, like, yeah, like the ABA used to be amazing. And when it got with the NBA, it was like, all right, calm down.
Huh.
You know, we merged these leagues. Some leagues are about this and some leagues are about that. When we come together, it's all about whoever's the biggest entity. We got to calm it down, bro.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've seen. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. It's brought to you by EastDallasDiesel.com. This piece of audio is going for three today right here. Going for three. It is Coach Steve Spurrier. By the way, where is he at nowadays? Coach Steve Spurrier.
Just on the speaking tour.
Sure tired.
He's in South Carolina, Florida, just kind of hanging out.
Okay.
Playing a lot of golf.
Getting that money.
Yes. He goes out and speaks to groups and stuff. Yeah.
$250K for 30 minutes of Coach Steve Spurrier's Dang mind. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Well, his little favorite rapper is Lil Boosie right here out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And he calls out Madden and Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback, for having nail polish on the cover of the Madden. Flipped them up. Oh, wrong button again. I always do that sometimes.
I come up under Tecmo Bowl. I never thought in a million years that I would see a Madden cover with one of the best players with his fingernails painted. A game that's sold to billions of little boys. What kind of message are they sending to these little boys? I never thought in a million years I would see this. Next is going to be lipstick on the covers. Thongs.
Yeah.
Man hiking a ball with a thong in his ass.
Thong
in his hand.
Man hiking a ball with a thong in his hand.
Thongs.
Kind of sound like Cat Williams a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I am a boy, Damon.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Kevin. Okie dokie. Let's go to Fox 4 right here where they spoke with a Japanese World Cup fan. This dude is going everywhere. He's super viral. He's all over the world. All over the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like this one. Hold on.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Okay, how you doing?
My name is...
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Hirochika Nakakuki.
Oh, wow.
It's live?
Okay.
It's live?
Yes, it's live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How excited are you?
Yeah.
You are so excited, right? Japan, right?
Excuse me.
Okay.
I cannot speak English, but...
Okay.
But... I'm excited!
Yeah, baby! Let's go!
Japan,
baby! Look, it's lit.
Look,
it's lit.
Okay,
what are we looking at? Oh, my gosh. Can you tell me what this is? We're looking at his back.
It's a thong in his ass.
Toyama. Toyama. Okay? Toyama's message. Ippai. Ippai atsumeteru. Yes, correction.
Amen.
Message corrections. Okay. Toyama's message corrections.
There you have it. I love it. Love the energy. Yes, thank you again. Thank you have a thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yes. I love hugs. It was so nice meeting you. Yes. Thank you, guys. We what time for a customer? What? USA?
USA,
hey, USA baby. Yes. Hello. Yes. I love it. Okay.
Love
what
it.
Time
USA.
For culture? Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
USA.
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 Amen.
Japan.
Okay.
And USA. I love it.
I love it.
I am excited.
She said, whoa, wait. USA? Hold on.
You can't tell she's trying to wrap it up. Yeah. She's giving him like five verbal clues in the last 30 seconds. This interview is over. He's
USA.
A great finish, by the way, yesterday for Japan to get that equalizer in the 89th.
Beautiful.
I like when he said a whole lot of stuff. She was like, okay, all right, well.
USA?
Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, the Knicks were on Good Morning America. They're on a world tour right now. They look like they need a nap.
Yeah.
No Every kidding. Last one of them, especially old OG.
OG looking terrible.
He looked like a deer in the headlights on television, bro. Somebody should have gave that man 45 minutes of a nap before he got on television.
First hangover of his life.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah. Yeah. He don't look comfortable about anything anymore, bro.
Listen to this.
Talk about the difference Coach Brown made and how he brought you all together.
One more time, that pause. They all just looked around at each other, and Obi was looking straight ahead. 1,000-yard stare, dog.
Talk about the difference Coach Brown made and how he brought you all together.
I guess I'll answer. He's been great. Mike's been great. And what he's been awesome at doing is too is listening to us and just hearing us out.
That was Cat right there. Catching it at the very end.
Jumping in here for my guy.
Yeah. By the way, after the game, they spoke with Jalen. They should have spoke with Cat. Am I tripping?
Yeah, he just... Poor Lisa Salters was trying.
Yeah,
he was really trying.
I mean, he's never been a man of words.
Yeah.
Go with Cat. Cat is always talking to the media. Yeah, he likes to talk.
Well, and the whole trophy presentation, Cat's just in the background talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natural talker.
Cap, hey, Cap.
It's tough because Brunson clearly had the game.
He had the game. He put the squad on his back.
He's the MVP.
I mean, damn, did the Knicks want to win? Charles was even saying it at halftime. He's like, these boys ain't even playing. They're going to win a whole game, and they won 6 points.
You're right.
Gosh.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Lucian.
Yeah.
Nobody really deserved to win that game.
Nobody, bro.
Ernie was trying to make a point. Chuck wanted nothing to do with Ernie's point.
I don't want to hear that right there. They just didn't play a little battle. let's go to some more World Cup stuff right here. Mexican TV, Azteca. Commentators. This is the USA versus Paraguay. Say it for me.
Paraguay.
Okay, let me make sure I'm saying it right. Yeah, they were reacting to the US's third goal.
Zurda contra el ángulo. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Goodness. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I don't believe it. ¿Qué es esto? What is this? Estos en la CONCACAF no juegan así. ¿Qué es esto? The World Cup.
Estas jugadas que las han intentado muchísimo en el primer tiempo ganar.
Are you kidding me? No, son campeones del mundo. ¿De qué me estás hablando?
No. Todavía no.
Acaba de surgir un nuevo candidato a ser campeón del mundo. ¿De qué me estás hablando?
At the very beginning, they just cussing on television. Listen, bro. Again, I did that.
Zurda contra el ángulo. Oh my goodness!
Come on, my fucking goodness!
Goodness. Oh my
gosh! Let's go. Take that, Alexi
you said
Wallace.
It, all right, I'll say it. Let's do it.
That's how you cuss on TV. KSS, though, that's I think what American fans were thinking in unison.
My gosh, yes.
Right around that time in the game,
3-0
like
3-0 before half.
What am I watching?
Yeah.
You know, usually it's not like that. If that was your first American soccer experience, it's usually struggling to get to the ball, and then it kicks off your foot 10 feet, and you got to try to chase it down before the defender gets to it, you know? And our goals are sweaty, high-effort disasters. That was freaking masterpieces.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have 4 more days to decide. Could we possibly be in from 4 more weeks of this? Or was that our one foray into world-class soccer.
That's what I've been asking around people that know more soccer than I do. Like, hey, so should I be excited about this?
Is Uruguay any good? I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we beating up on bad teams? Let me know, bro.
They definitely played bad, but they'd been on a good run.
It looks good. Looks good for them.
Hopefully that's the energy of the home crowd.
Yeah.
You know, elevating you. We had the stat Friday. No first-time winner of the World Cup since 1960 has done it on foreign soil. They've all been at home. There is an elevation and an intimidation when you get that crowd behind you to that extent. And you know, I'm not saying the USA could win it. But I don't think they could. The semifinals are not out of the range of possibility.
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Beings of boys, man. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Doctor, Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes. Hold up.
I don't want nobody. Always sitting around.
Let's go to Pastor Mike. I played this before, but it's perfect for the World Cup being in town. First of all, we do not agree with Pastor Mike. Well, maybe some of us do, but not publicly on these microphones.
Cancelable.
Yeah, it definitely could be a little bit. Mr. Dawson is our soccer guy here, and it's been for a long time, especially when nobody was talking about soccer around here, so we got something to back us up a little bit. Pastor Mike goes off.
Let's stand together tonight. I know you teenagers are tired. You ran around and kicked the ball. How many played soccer today? Did you play soccer today? Was that part of the thing? No?
It's a part of the thing.
Thank God. Soccer's for queers. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't no man running around in shorts kicking a ball. I mean, come on now. Look at me, people. Look at me. No.
Look at me.
Football. Look at me, man. That's like somewhere in another country. Football, that's when you hit somebody so stinking hard the mama feels it. See, in soccer, you run around, you kick the ball. Let's kick the ball. Let's go kick the ball. And you come, and then if you fall down, you get grass stains on your shorts.
What?
No. That's not even a sport. I'm sorry. I know that. I get myself in trouble everywhere I go, but... No.
Yeah, clearly.
Football.
Goodness
gracious.
That was the least surprising thing of that statement. Get myself in trouble everywhere I go. You wouldn't say, Pastor Mike.
What a wild dog. Look at me. I'm what a real man is. You would never see this kicking a ball.
I would never wear shorts to kick a ball.
You got grass stains on your shorts. All right, that's it, Mr. Dawson.
All righty. Is it Pastor Mike? Is it the USA's third goal? KS Esto. Was that Andres Cantor guy?
Shoot, man. I had their names written down. Hold on. If you don't mind freestyling for
Jack
a second.
Jack Smith.
Not at all.
Jack Smith. Shut up, bro. Jack Smith. I was going to be like, oh, yeah. That's probably it.
Is it the New York Knicks on Good Morning America? Is it Fox 4 turning Japanese?
What'd you say those names were?
Andres Cantor?
No.
Different guy?
Yeah.
Fail. That's the goal guy.
Goal.
He's got a pretty good Coors Light commercial going on right now. Legend. Boosie came up on Tecmo Bowl. Doesn't like the Caleb Williams Madden situation. I'm going to go with the USA's third goal, KS Esto, Chief, which I believe means what is this?
Give me the, you nailed that. Give me the champ.
Lucius?
Yeah, give me Boosie for all the billions of boys out there.
Yeah, it's the thong.
Yeah.
Brian?
Give me the soccer goal.
Thank you. By a score of 3-2 and in defeat, but honorably so, especially on World Cup week. Really disappointed in my teammates here once again. It's time now to stay in the Pimp
Real football.
Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey, so Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James. Baby.
All right, you squares, it's time to smoke.
Sugar, honey, ice tea.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get hot.
It's so hard for me to sit back here
in
this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name
when last year I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made?
Yeah.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing.
It's a Movado.
Diamond ring wearing.
Yeah, I got
kiss
one.
Stealing. Uh-huh. Wheeling, dealing.
Yeah.
Limousine riding. Jet flying. Son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Yeah. We back, baby.
This is LA Live for Monday, June 15th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Vaughn.
Busting out on the phone.
Some serious, serious funk right here. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. I hope everybody listened to the sound of my voice, had a great weekend. Make sure you set some goals this week. This is Monday. Set some goals. It don't matter how big or small, how frivolous those goals are. It's all about completing those goals. I had a goal on Saturday after talking to my sister about, what was it, Ditch Day Dallas.
Ditch Day
Dallas on Juneteenth. She said, I know you're going to Ditch Day Dallas with us. I said, I didn't even know anything about it. She said, yo, yeah, you're coming with us. We already got you a ticket and everything. Well, I'm glad you told me. So I had to talk to Tim today as soon as I come in here. I said, I'm going to Ditch Day Dallas. Probably not the way you do ditch days. You just don't show up, right?
Don't show up.
You just don't. Yeah. I asked for permission to ditch.
Very adulting of you, Lucius.
Very much so. Yeah, I asked for it. Yeah, make those goals. Another one of my goals was, Lucius, by Friday, make sure you hit that guy up on Facebook Marketplace about those 24s and tires that he's selling. It's goals, folks. It's just goals. It's goals. Hey, UFC Freedom 250 had all the views last night. Had all the views. I watched it with Woolchuck and the guys and whatnot. And Eric, it was beautiful. Looks like someone had like a real sweet code to Street Fighter, where you can fight in different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And we're fighting at the White House.
Yeah.
Dude, have you fought at the White House yet? You never got the code to the White House? Is this real life? That's what it looked like, bro. I enjoyed the views through the walkthrough of the White House. All the the walkouts.
That was really neat.
That was really, really good, the walkouts, man. There was a lot of hate going around before this situation, but actually watching it live, I was like, oh, this is cool. And plus, we're spoiled now.
I know.
We're spoiled now.
Like, what? Can you one-up that event?
Probably yes, I thought about it last night.
Okay.
I want to see Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, that'd be badass.
British boxers.
That'd be pretty sick.
That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. Come on, somebody make that happen for me, please.
Heard you families in the sports. They're in the sports.
Yeah.
Maybe get that done. Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, when Buckingham Palace, Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua's two British boxers fighting right there. Come on, man. We need that. Yeah. Everything's utopian anyway right now. Excuse me. Dystopian. Excuse me.
Definitely doesn't feel utopian as the U.S. soccer team is playing.
Excuse me. It's definitely dystopian, but it looks amazing. I like it. The star of the UFC Freedom 250 was a presidential Marine band.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm.
That was a star, in my opinion.
Oh, my gosh.
They played every fighter's intro live and smoked it. They smoked it. And I knew we were into something when I heard Derek Lewis's walkout, that Fat Pat top speed dropping. And I thought they were just like playing that on the intercom system, the speakers and whatnot. No, they were playing that live. And I was like, oh, okay, we're in for something here.
The Black Beast, Derek Lewis, making his 32nd UFC appearance. And Megan O'Leary, he wants this one in the
worst in the background.
Way. He absolutely does. He actually made a joke. He said, I know people are lighting candles all around the country tonight, hoping that I defeat Josh Hogan. But you mentioned it earlier. He has not missed a day of training the entire preparation for this fight. He said, it's the best shape he's been in his career. I spoke to him about 10 p.m. last night. I asked him about his dad.
And they didn't have... sounds so good. And they didn't have, like, this cleared and isolated somewhere that I can find it until like maybe 15 minutes ago. Yeah, it's posted up. So I could have had you a better version of that. But they did Lupe Fiasco Superstar for Sugar Shane. Is that his name, Sugar Shane?
Yeah, Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, now that sound good, bro. This is the military band.
The vocals were outstanding.
Yeah.
They did every genre. A military band, bro.
Watch this.
If you are, just say you are a superstar.
Hey.
Wow. It was unbelievable.
Yes. Like every intro, my mind was blown because I was like, is that the military band doing this again? And yes, it
every
was.
Time it was.
They covered everything. They even had the Tejano vibes out there. Mm-hmm. Hey! This is live, the Darmarine Band.
Maybe that's why the thing's so expensive.
This damn band in the land.
We got to pay for this band. I was telling Eric that. I was like, the military goes and poaches some of the best talent out here in this country, just like LSU would or any other band would.
I had no idea, dude.
Except they could pay.
Yeah, that's a...
We can pay you starting your freshman year. You're going to be making mid-management money. Hey,
that's a sweet deal.
This is good.
That's a military member singing that.
How did the president excuse himself on this track?
Shut up, fool. I love this song. Bing bong bida bong dong. I don't know what he's saying right there, but it goes hella hard. Last one I'll play for the El Matador. When he walked out, they played that Antonio. Oops, my thing is too loud. Let me take this off. I'm sorry.
Hold on, fellas.
Sound a little robotic there.
Yeah, Roger Troutman. Yeah, I had my, hey lady, are you? I had my hoodie on and my headphones above that because it gets kind of chilly in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they had that Antonio Banderas joint, the same song that Bud Crawford walked out to. That man on the guitar for the Marines is insane.
Single guitar.
Yes, and he was all night on it. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they really were.
So good.
Oh, here we go.
That's the military.
It was a great show.
Really are the best damn band in the land.
This is the best band in the land. I'll put any band up to them right now.
I'm with you, bro.
They hit every genre, and it sounds so good, dog.
It's perfect.
Shout out to the Marine Band, man. I think they're called the Presidential Band or something like that. The President's Marine Band, the President's Own.
They're my band.
Yeah. He's so great. You
I
see him?
I picked him myself, taught him how to play.
Taught him how to play.
Taught him how to sing. Did everything for him. It's so amazing, don't you think?
Picked him out of,
come
him
on,
out of school.
Show me your instrument real quick. I love it. let's see what else we got. Hey. LA Live 105.30 Fan, Monday, Friday. I got a question before we get out of here.
They can make an album just out of the walkout song, don't they?
Yeah, they could.
They can do a whole lot right now.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah, they're like the greatest studio musician since Toto, bro. These cats are good, bro. Hey, is this phrase right here, is it tick for tack or tit for tat?
I think it's tit for tat. Tit for tat. Yeah.
I've also heard tip for tap.
Tap?
They're remixing this thing.
Which one is it? I asked myself because I heard this on Friday and I was like, I think I'm going to dump him.
Yeah, the only upside is for the agent that's in this tit for tat.
I was like, man, should we? Because I thought it was tick for tack, like tic tac toe.
I think it is tit for tat.
Yeah, it is tit for tat, but I guess I don't really understand it. Yeah, what's the origination of that?
Yeah.
That first T word?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have learned that particular word is also describes a small bird. There's an entire bird genus or species of tits.
Oh, yeah.
They're the most. Yeah. We had a top 10 list of like sexual bird names.
We did all the bird names that one day.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Sorry, Lucius.
No, you sold that with your face like.
And I've been holding on to the top 10 funniest animal names, and I don't know if it's appropriate to even do.
So it's tit for tat.
Yeah,
tit for tat.
What is
highly,
that? I need to find the origin.
Phrase meaning equivalent retaliation.
I really thought it was tick for tat. It tit makes sense because tic tac toe, you're making slashes every time somebody moves.
Returning like for like. Is what they're saying. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dawson. I guess you're okay right there,
I need
sir.
To dump this.
You're okay. Now I have another one. What did Eric Chiafalo say Friday? Now I believed it.
It originated as tip for tap.
Tip
for tap.
And then we changed it.
Tip for tap. It evolved in the 1600s. Got rid of the P's, out of the T's.
So should we go back to the P's?
1400s, tip and tap.
Tip and Tap sounds like some comedy duo.
Yeah, so it was like a light strike or a touch, like we're going back and forth in a tip tap type of situation.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Look at you. Look at you.
Tippy tappy.
All right.
I think Google AI is half decent.
And what did Eric say on Friday? I definitely dumped this. And I'm going to play you the edited version, and maybe we can try to figure out what he said. I have the unedited version, but I'm scared as hell to play because we're going to be playing it 30 times. Let's play it again, Lucius. See, hold on.
Everything, all my problems are on the left foot, all of them.
Okay, so right, you're still
I could dial it in. I think I could punch one by him.
You probably think you could have made that Wemby free throw too the other night.
No, there's no
way. With Fat Joe shuffling.
No.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Bro, what could you possibly be saying?
There's no
with
way.
With Fat Joe truffle shuffling. No.
I hit the dump and I looked around and everybody, I was like, nobody's going to react. I said, maybe I'm not hearing this right. Maybe I'm not hearing it.
No way. With Fat Joe truffle shuffling.
I didn't think you said that, did you?
Seems like he might have.
The bleep is damn. I would like to hear the clean version.
Man, I would want to play it for you, but boy.
I'm a freaking guy. You know, I am.
Like, you are.
Frick. I'm a freaking guy.
You are.
You'll frick with the best of them.
You will frick.
I barely hear the FUC. I almost spelled it. I almost spelled it.
You stumped yourself.
Hey, I can't. Yeah, stop my. No, you can't. I almost did. You can't spell it either.
No, you can't.
You can't. Hell
no.
There's no
with
way.
With Fat Joe truffle shuffling.
I don't hear the R there, though, man.
Hey, to be fair, Fat Joe was getting after it when Wemby was at the
free throw. He's on that Ozempic pill, too.
That's the most cardio he's done in several years. Remember, his song was Lean Back.
Spike's getting a ring out of this, huh?
That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Spike's getting a ring, right?
Chalamet in the locker room, Ben Stiller's posing with the Larry O'Brien. Like, was that a little much?
No, it's all about Spike. Spike it's gets cool. the ring. The rest of them can like take their picture. And am I right?
Yeah, I think they need to harvest that for social and.
I mean, it's going to be part of the documentary. Assets. That's for sure.
Yeah. They give all those tickets away.
Yeah, Ben Stiller says he didn't pay a dime for his tickets.
Wow, that's
Spike
crazy.
Does. Spike pays for his tickets.
So. Spike's deserving.
Yeah,
it's getting a raw deal.
Very deserving. There's no
with
way.
With Fat Joe truffle shuffling.
I mean, I wish I could play the unedited. I really do. I really do, bro.
Yeah, we got to hear the unedited one.
Hey, nobody stopped me in real time.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't.
Maybe it's frickin'.
I would like to think so, man.
Because, yeah. Nobody.
Nobody flinched.
We usually go, whoa.
Yeah, it's an immediate. Anytime Broadus inevitably cusses, you know, we all step back.
Yeah.
Like we've been tased a little bit.
There's no
with
way.
With Fat Joe freaking truffle shuffling. Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. Yeah. All right. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time of life.
Thank you, Lucius. We got 4 down, 30 minutes to go. Proper round tripper time. We'll chuck.
All right. Let's do it. We had some history last night, and let's get you what you need to know for your Rangers next here in the nation.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.